attention to my words. Incline your ear to my saying.
For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, which comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God, rightly divided here with power, authority, and conviction by Bishop Eddie Addy from the Macarius Church headquarters. This anointed teaching will challenge you, strengthen you, and equip you for a truly victorious life in the Lord. Be transformed as you listen.
Give attention to my words.
Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we ask you to help us today as we preach your word, as we hear your word. We ask for understanding hearts. We ask for trembling hearts. You said that those who tremble at your word are special to you. They tremble at your word. And therefore we pray for trembling hearts. Understanding hearts, hearts of wisdom. Thank you, Father. Please open our eyes to behold wondrous things out of your law. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. It was a normal Friday that became a horrible Friday. It was a day, a terrible day of horrors, a day of suffering and shame. But through the blood of Jesus, through the power of God, it became a good Friday. Clap for Jesus. The best ever Friday. The day my sins, your sins, were washed away. We are beginning our journey towards this normal Friday that became a horrible Friday, but eventually became the best ever Friday. I don't know how many of you were born on Friday. I was born on a Tuesday. But if you are born on a Friday, if you don't know, it doesn't matter. Just check your date of birth. You will see it in the calendar. These days, the computer gives us access to these things. Now, just before I preach, I don't know whether we have internet. Do you have internet access? Some of you have, some don't. Okay, it doesn't matter. But there's a flyer that we must share. I myself have not been able to download it, but I'm sure that if you download it, you should share it on all your social media platforms right now. And then also change your DP. You see, we have a Good Friday flyer, and we are encouraging everybody to change your DP. Some people say that it's my private thing, my own private page. I don't know why you want to control it. Hey, please, this one is just small church activity. After a few days, you can take it down. But please do it if you have internet access. I think during the week, some undersea cutting of some cables affected all the telcos, and we are all suffering. But I think it's a type of lockdown. I think God wants us to pray a little more and concentrate on him a little more. Because since this internet thing came, people can relate. You are with people, they send you a text to say what they want or what they think. And I think that it's a type of internet lockdown. So let's do something in the lockdown. And I think that I would like to suggest that you revive your prayer life. Because every day, every moment, you are checking whether it has come, whether it has come, whether it has come, whether it has come. And then your WhatsApp is not coming and so on. And all the pages are not downloading. And you are still looking for something else to watch. Something must come. Hey! It's a type of lockdown. So we are all logged out of the internet so that we can lock onto each other and relate better. Are you listening to me? Or that one too is your private space? No problem. But we are beginning our journey towards the Good Friday. Yeah. And Jesus began the journey from his entry into Jerusalem. If you remember, he was talking to the disciples. I think it was Matthew 18, where he was saying that he will go to Jerusalem and be crucified. Okay, 16, I think. Yeah. And then Peter began to rebuke him. So Matthew 16, verse 21. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised again the third day. So every now and then we need to remind ourselves of this beautiful story that led to the Good Friday. You will understand why it's a Good Friday by Good Friday. You will understand why it's a Good Friday, the terrible day that Jesus was humiliated, shamed, crucified, dead, and buried that Friday. And the journey began with his entry into Jerusalem. And so this entry is often referred to as the triumphal entry. So if you were to go to Orthodox churches this morning, you will see them holding palm branches, because it's really that day, it's like the beginning of that journey into Jerusalem. But he walked, or he rode triumphantly into Jerusalem with a lot of noise, singing, praises, shouting, and so on. So I want us to get into that story, and I just have a few lessons, Bible lessons, from the triumphal entry to just give to you on this Palm Sunday. Is it not Palm Sunday? Yeah. It's coming next week. Yeah, so I'm preempting those activities so that next week when you are coming, you remember your palms. Okay. So now he says, and when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem and were come to Bethphage unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, ye shall say, the Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will send them. Verse 4. All this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell ye the daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek, and sitting upon an ass, and a colt, the foal of an ass. That is the baby of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and straw them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? And the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and said unto them, It is written, My house shall be called a house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore displeased and said unto him, Hearest thou what these say? And Jesus said unto them, Yea, have ye never read? Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise. And he left them and went out of the city into Bethany, and he lodged there. Now in the morning he returned into the city. As he returned into the city, he hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came out to it and found nothing thereon but leaves only, and said unto it, Let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, How soon is the fig tree withered away? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also, if ye shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Hallelujah. Are you there still? So, this is a preemptive strike on the journey to Jerusalem that culminates into a Good Friday and eventually to the resurrection that purchased for us our redemption. And so right here, Jesus sends the disciples. So there are a few lessons, and I just want to bring you these Bible lessons from the triumphal entry, and then we will close for today. Is it a good idea? All right. So now Jesus says he drew nigh unto Jerusalem, and when they were come to Bethphage unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples. So the first thing, lesson you learn, is that disciples can be sent. So my question to you this morning, are you sendable? Ask your neighbor, are you sendable? So Jesus sent the disciples, two disciples. So if you were one of the disciples, would you have gone? All right, so similarly, I'm sending you with flyers this afternoon. Will you go? Are you sendable? Huh? Jesus sent the disciples. And did they go? Verse 2, he says, saying unto them, Go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them unto me. Verse 3 says, And if any man say aught unto you, you shall say, The Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will send them. And the Bible says in verse 4, All this was done which was fulfilled by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughter of Zion, Behold, your king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting upon an ass, and a colt the foal of an ass. And the disciples went. So the disciples went. So if you are a disciple, I'm not going to say you went, but you go when you are sent. Yeah, that's a very cardinal mark of a disciple. A disciple is a follower. A disciple is a learner. A disciple obeys instructions of his teacher or his leader. So right here you must learn that when you are sent for anything about Jesus, you got to go. Choristers must go singing. Instrumentalists must go playing. Ushers must go arranging, cleaning, etc., and making ready and ushering. Is that not so? Prayer warriors, when they are sent, must go and pray. Dancers must go and do the dancing. So for Jesus, things are still being asked all of us, or we are being sent to do things for Jesus on his behalf. And my question is, will you go? Are you the type who goes when you are sent? A going disciple. Are you listening to me? And Jesus assumed that being his disciples will always do his bidding. And so even when he died and he was going to heaven, he turned and told the disciples, I'm going to heaven. All power is given unto me. Go ye therefore. Go ye therefore. So he's expecting us to go. Jesus commands us to go. That is why on Good Friday, in two Fridays to come, we are assembling at the Accra Sports Stadium. Yes. The first ever. And some of you have never been to a stadium to even watch a match. I think there's something going on, but I don't know. I'm looking for the timetable for this All Africa Games. It's just along this road here, School Junction going down. It's a walking distance. Yeah, you can get to the stadium. I mean, it's not so far. I mean, walking distance. Yeah, but these days, people don't walk. Even from here to School Junction, you will not walk. Even here to gate, you are standing to take trot from here to gate. Only 800 meters. Eh? Hey, Ghana boys and Ghana girls. So they are doing some athletics there, football, different games. Both that stadium and Legon Stadium are being used. I think Legon is more of the swimming and athletics. Okay, and weightlifting. And how is Ghana doing? At least we have got one gold. At least I know that we have got one gold. We are fifth on the medals table. This one is not a host and win. This one is host and participate. You know, you can't be winning all the time. I mean, hosting doesn't mean that you have to win all the gold. Because the type of food you need to eat to lift weight. I don't know whether we have been giving our people that type of food. We won more with arm wrestling. Okay. Anyway, and then athletics. We used to do sports, inter-schools, super zonals, those type of things. I don't know whether they still do them. They've stopped. Interco has been stopped. Oh, are you sure? They've stopped Interco. Those of you who are in SHS, tell us, oh, who are in SHS. They've stopped Interco. Intercolleges, I mean, like sports, athletics, competitions between the secondary schools. They still do it. But we don't hear of it. Do they still play table tennis like regionals? These days, I think if you are not football, we will not hear of you. Yeah. But anyway, that's just by the side. So, stadium. We are going to the stadium. Tell your neighbor, I will be at the stadium. And what is the reason for that? That day is particularly an evangelistic gathering to still follow Jesus' instructions to go into the world. And it's a crusade. It's actually a one-day crusade where we are going into the world to still obey Jesus, but he's sending to the disciples. So if you are a disciple of Jesus, I want to encourage you. You see, these two people, they should remind us of ourselves that we are also disciples of Jesus. Maybe you are not being asked to go and untie a donkey and its baby, but you are being asked to maybe send a flyer, maybe get two people, two neighbors, two relatives, two friends, two school colleagues, two work colleagues, two passers-by or passerbys. Which one is the correct English? Passers-by. Okay. Auntie V, you are not sure? You are sure? It's passers-by. Okay. Yeah. Baba. Passers-by. Those who are passing by. Not passers-bys. Passerbys. These days, English, people just speak the English. It's like, if it's correct, you take it. If it's not correct, you at least you understand what I'm saying. Then, yeah. But it's passers-by. So, it is your duty as a believer who loves Jesus. Do you love Jesus? Do you love Jesus? Are you a disciple of Jesus? There he commands. He says, and the Lord sent two disciples. And they went. I'm happy to hear. And they went. And they went. Tell somebody, I am also going. I'm also going. I'm also going. I'm going to bring my neighbors. I'm going to bring my relatives. I'm going to bring my friends. I'm going to bring... Who are you going to bring? Even your family members. Sometimes your siblings. Some of us, we are in church every Sunday. And our siblings, we have brothers. They don't go to church. They don't have anything to do with church. And they are supposed to be. Because all of you grew up from the same house, same background, and yet you can find your siblings who seem they are lost as far as Christianity is concerned. And so on Good Friday, at least it's just one Friday of the year, we can go like the disciples went. Tell your neighbor, we must go. We must go. We must go. And you must represent. That means that you too must be at the stadium. Because I don't think the disciples brought the donkeys and went home. They brought the donkeys and stayed with Jesus throughout the journey. Even to the point of crucifixion. We must be with Jesus all the way. Always a disciple, always participate, always be around. Always be around. And the Bible says, and Jesus sent them and they went. So number one, sendability. You must be sent. Sendable. Number two, let's read on. He says, and Jesus go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them unto me. If any man say aught unto you, ye shall say, the Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will send them. So that also means that God, Jesus, can ask you for your most treasured possession. Yeah. Jesus can ask you for your most treasured possession. What is yours? What belongs to you? The master can have need of it. He can have need of your money. He can have need of your car. He can have need even of your clothing. He can have need of your shoes. He can have need of your house. He can have need of your... That's why we have even people who are hosting cell meetings in your home. Because the Lord has need of the place for his children to meet there. So the Bible says that go and ask. Go and untie them. Don't even talk to anybody. Sometimes you are even blessed that somebody is asking you to give something. Because he can just go and he just collects it. Or sometimes you see that your money is finished. He has collected his seed from you already. Yeah. But for sometimes for decency's sake, he says, oh, can you give this? Can you give this? Can you give this? But he says, go and untie the colt. So what is important to you, what you possess, what you have? Those days donkeys were like the top carrier vehicles, like they cart things. So maybe like a pickup a truck, you know, that is used for carting things to and fro. So it's like, go and pick, bring that, this thing for me. I'm going to use it. I need it. The Lord has need of it. The Lord has need of your money. Can you give it? The Lord has need of your house. Can you give it? The Lord has need of your car. Can you give it? The Lord has need of your time. Can you give it? So when you read the story of this triumphant, few lessons jump at you. And one of them is that the Lord can ask for something that belongs to you. And when he asks for it, he has need of it. And he is going to use it. He doesn't have to explain to you what he's going to use it for. He just says, untie it and bring it to me. Yes. Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen. Tell your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, God can ask for your prized possessions. Important things that belong to you can be asked for by the Lord. Ask your neighbor, will you give it? Will you give it? Or when you give it, you say that the church has conned you or has taken your money. And the disciples did as Jesus commanded. Okay, so the Bible says, and then what happened as they untied it and brought it? Tell ye the daughter of Zion, behold, your king cometh to thee meek and sitting upon an ass and a colt, the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. Verse 7. And brought the ass and the colt, the two of them. So you ask, Jesus, why do you need two? Why don't you just use one? And put on them their clothes. And they set him thereon. And they set him thereon. They put on him their clothes. And they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down the branches from the trees and straw them in the way. Oh, yes. Number three or four, have I given you number three? Number three. Honor comes to those that are used by the master. Honor. Contrary to what people think, when you are used by the Lord, you will be greatly honored. I don't think anybody seeing a donkey will put their cloth on the donkey. If you see a donkey passing by, will you put your cloth? Wakataswano, uyu akataswana dia hata donkey. You say, oh, donkey, hey, you are mighty or you are great or you are nice. I mean, I don't know whether you ever do that. Do you see? And those who didn't have cloth, that's why they cut the palm branches and then they put them on the ground. And then some also spread their cloth on the ground for Jesus to walk on. But the Jesus was on the donkey and the donkey was walking on the cloth. So you see that even though you wouldn't honor a donkey, because Jesus is sitting on the donkey, that donkey received great honor. Oh yes, cloth was on the donkey, cloth was under the donkey. I don't know whether you have heard somebody say, donkey job, you are doing a donkey job. A donkey job. Like when you are serving God, like you are doing a donkey job. As if it doesn't have any pay in it. But thanks be to God, God shows us that when Jesus uses you, you will be greatly honored. Oh yes. And that's why people don't understand men of God. Sometimes they feel that the men of God, you are in the ministry to get money or to get something. But it's not like that. But what happens is that, like John Wesley said, I've become wealthy unawares. John Wesley, he said, I have become wealthy unawares. Because he wasn't intending to be wealthy. But when you serve God, you can never lose. Yes. If you serve him properly, you will be honored. Yes. Oh, you'll be honored. Yes. I've received great honor many times.
serving this Jesus. I was in Malawi. I've been to Malawi several times in the past 5 years. Every year I go. Oh, yes. And once I arrive, there is a car on the tarmac. So when I come out of the aeroplane, or there's a car waiting to take me. So I, Ediadi, from Jamestown. Nilante Okunka Blebuje. Local boy from Accra. There is a car at the tarmac. Everybody else is walking to the arrival hall. But Ediadi is being waited on with a special car, with a special driver and an assistant to take me to the VVVIP as though I'm a president. But I'm not a president. I'm just a mere preacher. But the preacher, because he has given his life, his time, his intelligence, his strength to serve this Jesus. Jesus is on my back. He's riding me. And people have put their cloth on the way, and I'm walking on them. You too will be walking on the cloth that people, you see, the people were not, they didn't think they were honoring the donkey. But unawares, the donkey was honored, because donkey, they normally walk on the ground, and I'm sure they poo-pooed even on some of the cloth, because these cows and things, as they move every few steps, they are wee-weeing, every few steps. So if you put your cloth on the way, be rest assured that by all means, if yours doesn't get, hers will get. If his doesn't get, hers will get, because the donkeys there, they are like the normal cows. When they are moving, you see that they are moving, all them, they are just moving. They are just dropping. Cows walk in front of my house every day, morning and evening. They go and eat, then they come back. Go and eat, then they come back. I see them on the road. Sometimes I maneuver my car around their poo-poos. Hey! So I can't imagine on a day like this, that men are honoring Jesus, and yet the donkey that he's riding on cannot be forgotten. Cannot be forgotten. That donkey was also riding on the cloth of the people. He was riding on their cloth. One day I went to the Independence Square. It was a national, they used to do these national Thanksgiving services after elections. It's like the government come together and then they call the churches and the men of God to go and thank God for peaceful elections, and then also for victory for whoever has won. So I just went. Actually, my bishop said he couldn't go and that I should just go. I should just represent and just be there. So I went. So me, I quietly went, and I was quietly going to find some seat somewhere to sit on. When I arrived at the International Thanksgiving Service with powerful men of God and powerful people in this country, I heard the announcer announce, "Ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome Bishop Eddie Addy of the Lighthouse Chapel." I said, "Hey, who knows me here? How did they know that I'm here? Why are they calling my name? What I said?" Bishop, there's a seat. They ushered me to some place. I said, "Hey," when I was sitting there, I looked to my right. I said, "Jesus." I looked to my left. I said, "Wow, how did I get to be here?" But when you are serving Master Jesus, I said, when you are serving Master Jesus, Master Jesus will honor you. Now, you see, many of us, we joke with serving Jesus as though he's taking something from you. Last year, I was 60 years old. I had a Thanksgiving service. My friend from primary school, we finished 1976. He came. He went to another secondary school. I went to another secondary school. Then he said, "Oh, but we've been fellowshipping, relating." He said, "Oh, he will come." But when he came, he didn't make me see him. He sat at the back. He said, "Wow." The next day, he sent me a message. "Bishop!" I don't know why people stretch my name when maybe I don't know what is the reason. Bishop, it's like when they are surprised by what has happened to me. Bishop, he said, "Hey," the honor was too much. The glory was too much.
He said, the people that gathered plenty, and then your big boss, he said, my big boss, that's my bishop, was there. And he said that he preached, he prayed for you. It was so nice. Oh, God has honored you. That's what he said. God has honored you. Then he said, but as for me, I'll also be 60 because we are all from the same parents. I'll also be 60. Anybody who is my mate, I'm older than him. At least I'm older than you by one day. Yes. Because I was born on 1st January. Yes. I opened the year for everybody. Yes. I'm older than all of them. He said, I'll also be 60 in a few months. But as for me, I don't know. I can't do anything. Nobody knows me. Nobody knows me. That's when I saw that there's a difference between those who serve the Lord and those who don't. So it must have looked like we're being, like, you know, when you are in SU and things, they laugh at you. Hey, Charlie SU. Hey, Charlie SU. Hey, I remember even when we came from secondary school, first term, we had finished primary school, we entered secondary school, the first term holidays, long back, we arrived at a friend's house, many of us. From the same primary school, playing table tennis, joking and so on. So, I mean, these small boys who had gone to secondary school, now they are speaking pidgin. Hey! Charlie, I go, Motar. Hey, Charlie, me too, at disco is called what? A disco, yeah, a disco. Me a de a disco. National. Huh? You de a sec. I go a sec. Wait, Charlie, then those who had got girlfriends from one boy, and I'm sure they were all lying. But from one boy, who got a girlfriend from where? But they were taunting us. Oh, Charlie, I go debu way, I get some girl. At the right one, those days there was no phone, so you have to write letters. At the right one, I write one way, he reply, where he talk, say, vacation, he go, vac, he go, can't search for me, where I go in house, then me, then go, hey, my guys were rapping. Me too, when I went to secondary school, the first day, somebody caught me and put me inside Scripture Union. So I never learned how to speak pidgin English, but I could hear people speaking around, like, when you say Cruise has caught you, like, why a guy? Those are the people who speak pidgin. Yeah, Charlie, you go, then the walking changes. Apala hala. Or if you are. And they don't smile. It's like they are the coppers. Me too, I didn't know how to conduct myself. As they go, as they come, so I'll speak the. My English was straight.
Straight.
Yes. Go ask you. We are going to do inspiration. Singing and clapping and this type of thing. So we have not come to. We can't speak. We don't know how to speak that type of language. Charlie, you they go, you they come. I didn't know. So I will try, you know. And when you try, you see that it's not working. It's not flowing. So at a point, one of them asked that, why this guy BS you? Then I told them, why? What shows that I BS you? Why? I'm trying to be like you. You are also saying that I'm SU. Have I told you that I went to SU? I was trying to hide my SU bit that I had got, but I couldn't work. And at that time, I looked so bad. After that, I didn't go there again. I was so bad. I felt so terrible. They look like when you are SU, you are some, they laugh at you, they mock at you, they give you names. And SU too, when the fashion is maybe, those days it was bass. Like bass, very big. And sweeping the ground. Then we rather wear straight, slim one, like what we are wearing now. Those days, it was not in fashion, mid-70s. It was bass, bell bottom, bass and guarantee shoes. Long, the high ones. So SU people there is flat. And then the trousers is pants. Mm-hmm. So they laugh at us. Hey, Tunabu. Hey, Tunabu. Hey, Aboski. Hey! But after years and years and years have gone by. Now this my friend, he still speaks pidgin. up till today, he's 60, 61 now, he's now still speaking pidgin. When I asked Charlie how, he said, oh, a chalk. A chalk. Hey, a chalk. And we can't think, up till now, we have finished school long ago. You are still speaking pidgin English. It's like the cruise, no, it hasn't left his skin. But as the years have gone and come, you notice that the one who served the Lord, he is honored, exalted, elevated. That is what will happen to you. God will promote you. God will bless you. God will honor you. You will never be put to shame. The Lord will lift you higher and higher and higher. Clap your hands for Jesus. Donkey being honored. If you serve the Lord, you honor. And that is why we take our time to teach that we must serve God. We must serve God. You see, serve God. Appealing, serve God. Do something for Jesus. Usher for Jesus. Do Aquaba for Jesus. Do some airport stuff, communion stuff, do prayer, something. Help, dance, do something for the Lord. Because we know that serving God has great rewards. Great rewards. Bible says that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. It's not for fun. It's not just for conning. No. My faith is rooted in serving God ardently, seriously. My faith is rooted. You think that maybe we are deceiving you, give your time. If we are deceiving you, bring your time. Every day they say, we should come, we should go, we should come, we should go. Are we children? You see, that's how your mind works in rebellion. But if you soften your heart for God, I tell you that serving God is the greatest thing, the greatest treasure. Somebody wrote a song here, the greatest thing in all my life is serving you. The greatest thing in all my life is serving you. I want to serve you, Lord. I want to serve. The greatest thing in all my life is loving you. The greatest thing in all my life is loving you. I want to love you, Lord. I want to love you, Lord. The greatest thing in all my life is serving you. It must be the greatest thing in your life is to serve Him. Don't joke. Good Friday, add yourself. You see, there are some people, when you even say, change your DP, something as simple, or forward, put on your status. It's like, you are worrying me. Hey! If you read Hebrews chapter 11, many of the heroes of faith, the things they did were small, like, small something, be small sacrifice, Abel. Rahab, the harlot, the Bible mentions her name as Rahab the harlot. She's in that list. She just hid some spies. She hid them. That's all. Not that she preached or she gave them something. She didn't give them anything. She just hid them. Put them in the ceiling of her, the attic. And then she hid them there and made the men who were coming to kill them go in another direction. Only that small act, you see, that small thing, God saved her entire household. Yeah. So sometimes, just a flyer, just a little note, just one accosting somebody on the way, may be the door to another 100 people from that person. Just one thing you do for God. Do it, it will be a blessing. I said, do it, it will be a blessing. Do it, it will be a blessing. So, God honors those who serve Him. And number two, there is honor for God's servants.
there is honor. Number four, there is honor for those who serve the Lord, and there's honor for the servant of the Lord. Yes. They honor Jesus. What did they do to honor Jesus? The Bible says that they spread their cloth of cord, were honoring Jesus. And the multitude that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. And when he was coming to Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? And the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. Hallelujah. The prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. He says, the people shouted, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. You must receive people who come in the name of the Lord and honor them greatly. Jesus was honored by the people. Jesus was hailed, Hosanna, thou son of David. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Let me show you something. The same story is in Luke, but I'll just show you a little twist there. In Luke chapter 13, he gives the same story. Luke 13. Are you there still? Yeah. Now, in Luke 13, he says, Jesus speaks and says, O Jerusalem, which killest the prophets, and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and ye would not. Verse 35. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. And verily I say unto you, ye shall not see me until the time come when you shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. You shall not see me until you come, you say, blessed is he that cometh. It's a very important mindset to have. That when there's a servant of God, you must see him as somebody who is coming in the name of the Lord. And as far as you are concerned, he's a blessed one. Is a blessed one. And Jesus said, you shall not see me until the time come when you shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. So you only see the real manifestation of a servant of God when you acknowledge that he is coming in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord. You only see people spiritually who will be a blessing to you when you see them and acknowledge that this one is blessed coming in the name of the Lord. When you see a person and you don't acknowledge that blessed is this one who is coming in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he. But this is the crook who is coming in the name of the Lord. This is the wolf who is coming in the name of the Lord. This is the con man who is coming in the name of the Lord. That's why Satan will always discredit men of God to you. Yes. But the day your eyes can open and say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, you see the real anointing that is in such a person. The real anointing is in a person, but you can only see when you acknowledge, until the time come when you shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Until you see and say, you will not experience a certain blessing from that anointing. Until you see. And Jesus, you will not see me. Jesus, you will not see me. Jesus is talking to them, but he said, you will not see me. Until you shall not see me until the time come when you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Some people see men of God and are offended. Some people they see their dressing and are bored. Why is he wearing what he's wearing? And I tell you, you can meet some of these my prophets. When you see these prophets, I don't know where they buy their suits, but they always have this type of colorful, shiny something. You don't know where. Me, I've been to shops. I never see such things, but they know where to find them. and you see the shoe that they are wearing, say, Jesus, this is shoe. Now look at my shoe. Ah. And when you see their shoe, you can see your face on it. Shining. Not this type of shoes that, I mean, my polishes are, it's not shining still. And you may see the person wearing snake leather shoes, crocodile skin shoes, and say, ah, what does he mean wearing snake leather? So, saying, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. You are rather offended. Jesus said, blessed is he who is not offended in me.
You are preaching.
Yeah. So when the people were shouting, Hosanna, 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 blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. What happened in Matthew 21? What happened? The Bible says, they brought the sick. Is that not so? Where's my verse? Verse 14. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. Son of the person that is walking, he's also a healer. Son of the person who is sitting on the donkey, he has healing powers. But the healing powers never manifested themselves unless you see the person and say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he. Oh, what a blessing. God bless you. What an honor you are. What a great man of God you are. What a loving father you are. Oh, please sit here. Oh, come here. Please pray for me. Please lay your hands on me. Oh, do this. The power manifests when you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. But the power is stayed as though he is not anointed. Let us honor those who come in the name of the Lord. And God bless our prophet, Bishop Dagwood Mills. God bless your heart. God bless you. God bless you. Live long. Prosper. Be in health. Be filled with wisdom. Filled with understanding. Leadership grace and leadership anointing. An anointing for healing and miracles. Blessed are you who come in the name of the Lord. On Good Friday, my heart will be open. My mouth will also be open. My ears will be open. Because blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Therefore, all kinds of manifestations can happen in my life through that blessing, through that prophet, through that anointing, through that man of God. Because I see him as one that is blessed coming in the name of the Lord. Yeah. And Satan will discredit and make you Facebook post online this thing, TikTok, different things, so that when you see a man of God, you don't say, blessed is he who comes in. You rather say, ah, he has been chopping people's money. And you always be affected by negative things you hear. Always. You'll be affected. Your spirit will be chewed. Be affected, negatively affected. Because the devil knows that if you ever say, blessed is he who comes in the name, all the goodness that is in the person can come upon your life. Yeah. So he will discredit pastors, prophets. You have not even met the person before, but you would see him as he got his powers from juju men. And there's a fetish priest that gave him power. You have never spoken to the person before. Years ago, I heard of Witness Chapel, that they're a very large church. This is maybe late 90s or early mid 90s. I heard of Witness Chapel. That is a very large church, and this is how they get members. They bury a cow, and when the cow dies, a live cow, they put it in the ground, and then they bury the cow. And then when it dies, and the maggots are coming out of the cow, then those are the members. Oh dear, you see, it's appalling to you, because you dear, when you see Bishop Oyedepo, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. So you can only be blessed by that anointing. There are people who cannot be blessed by Chris Oyakhilome because of the negative things you have heard about him. Most of us never even watched this guy who died. What's his name again? TB Joshua. You never watched him because of the bad things you heard about him. Never.
So how will the blessing that is in such a person, how will that blessing come upon you? Because you can't see him as one who is blessed coming in the name of the Lord. But you see him as one who is demonized coming in the name of the Lord. Like sheep in wolves in sheep clothing. Are you listening to me? Bible says they honored Jesus. They saw him as one that is coming in the name of the Lord. It's very crucial. It's very important. In your walk with the Lord, God will use men to bless you. And it is these men that Satan will also discredit so that you can't believe in them. So you are cut off from God's blessing, even though you want to be blessed by God. Okay, I want to receive blessing from God direct. But God himself said that believe in the Lord your God so that you be established, and believe his prophets so that you will prosper. Prosperity will come into your life. I said prosperity will come into your life. You will advance in life. God, I like your amen today. Therefore receive blessing. Receive prosperity. Receive riches. Receive long life. In the mighty name of Jesus. May your children never be wayward. May your children never be a source of concern. May God bless your children. Prosper them academically. Prosper them in their health. May you never rush your children to Kolebu. In the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you. The Lord help you. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Bishop Dad, you are blessed because you come in the name of the Lord. Blessed are you who come in the name of the Lord. Whatever word you have for me, I'm here to receive it. You see, but when you don't acknowledge that, you will not even appear. When a person is having a meeting, you will not appear. Benny Hinn, one of the greatest anointings in the world. Today in America, most people don't want to listen to him. God, there's badness, there's story, the wickedness, too much. People have criticized even the miracles that he pays people to come and testify that they are healed. Hey, he had to move from Florida to California to avoid lawsuits, because in California, certain laws don't work there against such things. He has to write that these miracles and whatever from the people's own voluntary whatever is not. Oh, a lot of, what do they call it? Disclaimer. You can't even believe again, because it's like the disclaimer has even watered down the power that's coming through the word. If you are watching this program and you are healed, it is your own assertion and has nothing to do with. What do you mean by that? If the man is preaching and my faith in what he's saying is what has generated that power in me and has brought the healing, so I acknowledge him as blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. When we have a great anointing like Bishop Dagwood, means walking on our earth. On our earth. As our father. Sometimes Jesus himself said that a prophet is not without honor except in his own country, among his own kin, and among his own tribesmen. It's like he is not honored. Only amongst he is honored. Only amongst his own tribe is he not honored. A prophet. And sometimes how true it is for all of us. Because when you see somebody who is near you, you will not want to follow him. Somebody who is like, he's commonly around. We see his videos, his messages. We know, we have heard his name and we are even tired. You have heard his name and you are even tired. You should rather ask, the more you hear, you must be able to be filled with admiration and say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Jesus said, you will not see me until the day. You will not see. There is power. There is power here. But you never see it until the day. Sometimes you see a pastor, he doesn't even want to pray for his members, because they don't see him as blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. I see, when I'm coming and people stand up, normally I don't like it. Don't go and stand somewhere one day and say that when he's coming, cry, we have to stand up. When we don't stand up, then he's angry with you. If you like, you can even sit on the floor. I don't want you to stand. I don't want. I feel some way when you stand. Sometimes I run so that you won't see me. Sometimes when the people are clapping, I say, "Shut up! Don't clap!" But it's too late. By the time I clap, then
clack. I have to run and come and sit down so that I don't bother you. Don't want to bother you. I don't want to bother you. Me, I'm a very simple person. Look, I used to go to the farm when I was in Sunya. I've carried locks on my head. Me, that about how? Me, consio shan krema. In my grandfather's house, there was, do you know ankre? It's a barrel, but black barrel. We use, I've even repaired holes in it with coal tar. Me, that about? Me, share glasses in tea. I look like some very. DBB some oh jai alokoto and then intent you know I used to have a container with do you know ate there's some marbles that you use for games you spin it like a top and then it knocks your neighbor's own off. Oh, I used to knock everybody down. If you put your own down now, I'll do it in a way then it will come from the back. Pick, knock it and my own will be there. Then I'll collect. Once you knock it off the mat, you take it, and I had more than 100. Oh, I was the main champion in there. It's a type of local snooker, yeah. Children's local snooker, yeah. Gutter to gutter, I was a champion.
Hey, that one is.
Yeah. There's a gutter here, there's a gutter here. You take a ball, you play. Oh, I could play. Me and Dadabas, don't look at me like a Dadabas. It's just, I've come to Accra, and so Accra has made me look like some DB, like somebody who came from some. Buckingham Palace, or I was born, or I brought mama. I was born in Kolebu. Yes, local boy like me. I don't need any praises. If you don't stand, I can come and sit. It's not a problem. But when a man of God is in your life,
hey.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. It's so important for your own receptivity. And your grace. There are miracles in my ministry, but it depends on you. There are testimonies of breakthroughs, financial blessings.
A lot of them.
Security reasons, we don't say everything. You see, people give lands, they get lands. It's as if it's some magical something that I gave, then I got. Maybe one day you say that, oh, I didn't really intend to give, but, you know, I gave. And then it has been taken. But it was not my intention to give it. But after you give it and you get your testimony, why don't you return the testimony back? Because you linked it to your giving. And you are now delinking from your giving. Somebody said, if it was not for Bishop Eddie, I would have gone mad. But one day you get up and say that Bishop Eddie deceived me. But if it was not for him, I would have gone mad. And it's true, because you could have gone mad. And some of you here, if it was not for Bishop Eddie, you would have divorced.
Yeah.
But today you are staying married. You are even a better wife. Oh, yes. You are even a better wife. A gentleman I don't know, he doesn't even come to our church. He said he listens to me on Sweet Melodies and YouTube. He says, my wife and I, we play your message as our counseling session in the house. I think it's been some time since sometimes people criticize me, so I stopped preaching about marriage. So, yeah. That's why you hardly hear me preach about marriage sometimes. I just go quiet. And you don't say something for the women. You don't say something for the women. So I just stop. And then sometimes I have to talk for the women, which is not even real, but I have to speak. I mean, it's real, but I'm saying that it's like, that's not my heart. My heart and what I feel is also, because most women are stubborn. It's you. You are leading me. You are leading me there. You see. You are old Jejeme. So, you are bringing yourself. As you say it. Some people really like it when I, because they know that what I'm saying is also true. And if I say, for example, that there are women, ladies who don't like bathing. I told a lady the other day that she owes me offerings. She told me that, oh, now she baths even sometimes straight. I said, then you owe me offerings. Because when I knew you didn't like bathing. Today you say you bath 3 times and they say you owe me an offering, a big one. I told another lady that your husband, he owes me offering. Then she said, big one, pa. Because she didn't like bathing. Till I started talking, ladies, it will be the whole day. You are bathed in the morning. Or even you are not going out, so you won't bath. Yeah. Hey! Who told you that bathing is linked to going out? What about if somebody is coming to the house? You see, you're stretching my name again, oh. I'll preach, oh. When I say that there are wives who don't cook, they don't like cooking, they don't cook, and their food is not nice. You see, the husband is sitting by her, and you'll be shouting, Bishop, how do you know? Preach the word, preach the word. Even I even recommended sweet ajele on YouTube. Yes, have I told you here before? Yes. And some people actually went to look for this sweet ajele, and they said, ah, we didn't know that we can cook this stew, that stew, that stew, because she has every Ghanaian stew with variations and varieties and variation orders to make the food that we eat look as nicer than you have ever made it.
Yeah.
You'd have been the next Hilda Bassi who is cooking a ton so that the whole world would be watching you. But you wouldn't listen. It's like, hey, yeah. But if I should cook, then what about him? What about him? What about him? What about him? And of course, there are some men too who are like lazy bones. Yes. And unloving husbands. They don't know how to talk to a wife. They are not tender. They are not sweet. They are not charming. Because me that I'm telling you the thing, me I'm sweet. Oh. Me I'm charming. Oh. Share. You think that I'm just telling the wife that they should do. Me, I give money. I give money with free spending money also. You are a husband. You don't give proper chop money. Since 2010, your chop money is only 500, 600, 500, 600, 600, 600, 600, 600. For the last 15 years, same amount. Hey! Inflation has caught the chop money. Dollar has gone above the chop money. Ukraine was invaded by Russia. It affected the chop money. I mean, the queen also died. It affected the chop. Still! Hey, brother! Me, I'm talking. I'm also romantic. Be there. You think I'm just preaching so that the wife will just be there? You too, behave. Yeah. You give chop money in dollars. Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. As you are sitting there. when you get the dollars, you go and change. Then you still give the same 500, 500, 500, 500. Hey! And yet you want big meat. You want salad also. Salad is very expensive. Huh? Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. You see, when you are saying blessed, your eyes are wide. Your heart is warm. You receive the person with warmth, with faith, admiration. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. It's admiration. Not the thought that he has come again. I'm sure he's coming to ask for money. Brother, you know it. If I was looking for money, I won't ask you. And if you gave me money, it's not because I asked you for money. You gave it of your own free will.
Yeah.
I've never asked you for money. So if you give me money, it doesn't mean something you should be counting and calculating. Then it's in your own head. Then you deceive me because I didn't need your money.
By God's grace and by God's grace alone, I don't need you, your tips, to make me live in this church. My church looks after me very well. I don't need an extra, even anything extra. I can stay without paying my electricity bill, water bill, everything without your help. I'm telling you, I have to tell you sometimes. So that when you are in the church, you don't have the wrong mind and the wrong heart. I don't need a dress from you. Who don't you see that dress well? Have you bought anything for me before? Even some of the husbands, they look at me to dress because they feel that I am like a very nice replica of a husband. So the wife says, Bishop. But I don't intend to be a fashion icon. But if I ended up becoming a fashion icon, it's unawares. I'm an influencer. So my come on, give the Lord a shout. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he. When a man of God is standing, say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. You see, you will not see me. It doesn't mean that you're not physical. Physically you are seeing, but there are things to see of men of God. It's not what is physical. There are things to see. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. The woman of the Shunammite woman, she told the husband, I perceive that this is a holy man of God. It's the same thing. I perceive it's a holy man of God. He comes by all the time. We give him food to eat, but let's build a house for him. Let's put a bed there. Let's put a table there. Let's put a candlestick there. Let's put a chair there. So that every time he comes, he can pass by. He can spend the night. It's a blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. What did she experience? A child. She got a child. And when the child died, she got resurrection. Power will flow in your life. I said, power will flow in your life. Clap for Jesus. Blessed is he who comes in heaven. Who is this person? They said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. Beautiful. This is Jesus. This, who is Jesus? He's the what?
Who is Jesus? He's the Savior. Who is Jesus? He is the way. Who is Jesus? He is the truth. Who is Jesus? He is the light.
Oh, if you can see Jesus, miracles and power will flow in your life. Don't worry about anything you're facing. Don't worry at all. Worry about how you see Jesus and how you see the men whom he has sent into your life. But he says, if you receive my disciples, you have received me. And if you receive me, you have received the Father. It's always a relay like that. You can't just say, I receive Jesus, I reject the disciple. If you reject the disciple, you reject Jesus. You reject Jesus, you reject God. And God must come into your life strongly. God must come into your life strongly. Don't just be a church going person who is just coming to church. But let God be manifested in your life. And one of the ways is to see the prophets, the men of God, the servants God gives you, and say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Two weeks ago, I was preaching in Reverend Steve Mensah's synod, Pastor's synod. And I was preaching about familiarity. When I finished, he came to stand there and talk for about 15 minutes. He said, look, what you have shared there, I see that that's what I've been doing, but I've never understood it. And I say, there are some men of God, when I don't want to get near, I don't want to be too familiar, so that I lose my sense of awe and admiration and the power that can flow to them into my life. I'm careful about that. Now you are just careless. You talk about men of God anyhow. You look at them anyhow. That's why you don't see them. You will not see me. You won't see me as the Savior. You won't see me as the life. You won't see me as the truth. You won't see me as the way. You won't see me as the miracle worker. You won't see me as the resurrection and the life. You will not see me until the day you can say that blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. The day you can see it, that's when you will see me. But when you don't see, if you look at Bishop Dan, you don't see him, you will not see him as a healer. You will not see him as a miracle worker. You will not see him as a way maker. You will not see him as one that is a channel and an agent of prosperity for your life. You will not see him as an agent of deliverance for your life. But the day you can say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, your life will change. Your life will change. Ah, somebody is blessed. What a word, what a word, what a word, what a word. Finally, that's number five. Yes, number five. Finally. Jesus went into the temple, verse 12, and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. And the blind and the lame came unto him in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priests saw the wonderful things that he did, the children cried in the temple, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. They were sore displeased and said unto him, hearest thou what these say? Jesus said unto them, yea, have ye not never read, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise? And he left them. Two things here, but let me just, one is that it is children who praise God and children at heart who praise God. Because I don't think they were all little children, because his disciples were in it. Peter had a wife already, but he said, they were all praising and shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. And the priest, high priest and the scribes, they are the diplomatic people, and they don't join praises and worship when it is going on. So be careful of that nobility, respectability, and bourgeoisism. The look of bourgeois. That's why I was teaching you how to shout amen, and today you have passed. Today, dear, my idea, I feel like blessing you. I feel like prophesying on your head. Live long! Live long! Oh yes! May God give you more money than you can spend alone. May God give you houses. May you build one house, two houses, three houses, four houses. You have four children. You have four extra houses. When your children marry, they enter into a new home. Because you have built a house for each of them. God has blessed you. May you never lack beautiful cars. Nice cars. G-Wagons. Range Rovers. Land Cruisers. In the name of Jesus. Too powerful. Don't let nobility, respectability, bourgeoisism, and big manism affect your receptivity. Yeah. David was a king. He wore a linen ephod, the only kind, the only of its kind in the whole of Israel, linen ephod. And yet he was dancing, 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 dancing. Then one of the things came off. He was still dancing, dancing. Only his wife, she was there, why your home, madame. Be careful of madamism. Madamism. It's like a madame doesn't shout in public. But when you were in the maternity ward, were you not screaming? When the baby was coming and they said, push, mommy, push, mommy, kawa. Were you telling her, ah, baby, come, baby.
Hey, jai. Madam aside, bourgeoisie is in my side, big man is in my side. And the baby came out. Spiritually, as you scream, as you shout amen, your miracle has come, your baby has arrived, your job has appeared, your husband has come, your car has arrived, your house has arrived, your land has been possessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Marako Sakatayaga. Every conflict of your life, I command it to cease. Every conflict, cease. Whether with a landlord, a landlady, whether with a rival, or some kind of rival in the business, or rival at the job, or anywhere, I command it to end in the name of Jesus. Favor from God, visit you now. Favor from God, visit you now. Receive favor. Jesus' name. Children were crying. Children were screaming. They said, let them keep quiet. Let them shut up. Jesus told them, if this one should keep quiet, the stones would immediately cry out. I'm not going to let stones praise Jesus. I'm going to do it myself. Yes. And then finally, the final point, because I was giving you five, but I've added a sixth one, is that, let me read it because I don't want to paraphrase. I've written it down already. There must be a restoration of the real purpose of the church. A restoration. Verse 12 says, and Jesus went into the temple and cast out all of them that sold and bought in the temple. And then the Bible says, he overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and said, is it not written that my house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have turned it into a den of thieves? The church can easily be changed from what it is actually supposed to be. Instead of a place where we come and pray. When we say, shall we pray? We should come for prayer. Then you see that people don't want to even appear for the prayer. Yeah. It's like, why do you come to church? What is the house of God for? When you are coming to church, that starts at 7:30. 7, 8 o'clock, you are now bathing. Yes, sir. It's like, at the beginning day, we do some prayers and then some singing, and then our bishop will be preaching around 9 o'clock, so I'll get there around 9. Hey! Then when you come to church, you want it to finish quickly so that you can go and meet your friends, your beloved, go for lunch and go for whatever. Go and watch Premier League in the afternoon. Because you have changed the church. It is no longer a house of prayer. It's no longer a place where the pillar and ground of the truth, where souls are saved, souls are established, and men are followed up and established in the Lord. But it has become a place where we meet our friends. It's a rendezvous. A meet me there point. A meeting point. Oh, so if you come to church, then we can meet. Then after church, then we can go. So whilst we are preaching, you are throwing signs and texting each other. And what you do after church is more important than what is happening in the church. And Jesus looked around and looked at the people. Hey, people have brought dollars. They were changing in the church because they have better rates. Hey! Is there anybody here like that? You have brought dollars? People know that you change dollars and they are changing in the church? Huh? Some of you have scarf and wigs in your boots that you are selling after church. And that has become more important than the prayer and than the soul winning. Or you are a builder, so you have clients and various people that you are building for in the church. So when you come to church, then you are looking around and say, have they come? Well, you have to give you some money to buy sand and stone on Monday morning. It's like work must continue on Monday. So you are looking at the guy. So when we are even calling for offering, you are not interested in the offering. You are interested in what you are going to collect after church. Or perhaps you are a hairdresser and the people whose hair you have done are sitting in the church and you are admiring your handiworks. Or you are a seamstress and the people who are in the church that you have sold for, they have not paid. As they are climbing the stage, you are watching their legs. They are wearing your dress. And you are more concerned about the debt they owe you than the God they have come to worship. And Jesus looked at those things. He took out his belt and he shipped them out of the temple. Said, "This is my house. It is written that my house shall be called the house of prayer. But you have made it a den of thieves." People have made it a center for getting beloveds and husbands and wives. You have changed the church. That's why you are happier when you find somebody you can beloved those in the church. But you are not happy when you look around and say, small boy. Hey, but this man too is very fine, oh, but he's wearing a ring. Oh, Jesus. Ah, that girl, beautiful. Look at her hair. Look at the shape. I really like her shape. Oh, but she's wearing two rings. Jesus. Oh, she's taken already. But can't I just be on the side and just push myself in the way small. You have changed the church. And Jesus doesn't like his church to be changed. He wants the church to be a house of prayer. He wants the church to be a place where souls are saved. Don't change the church to a place where souls are sent rather to hell. A place where souls are saved, souls are established, and souls are blessed. Clap your hands for Jesus. Stand to your feet. These are Bible lessons from the triumphal entry. Yeah. Lift your hand. In just a moment, I want you to. You know what really strikes me is, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And as we go to the stadium, you see, your heart must be that I want to see this blessed person who comes in the name of the Lord. Because the way healings can take place when your heart is open in that way is such a blessing. I want you to just lift your hand and pray for our prophet on Good Friday. Pray for him. Pray for his life. Pray for his life. Pray for the power of God. Pray for the gift of God. Oh yes. Mashata Koria Bahanda. Likorama Sandara Baba. Pray for Bishop Dagwood Mills. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Oh yes. As we gather, Jesus said, "Oh Jerusalem, oh Jerusalem, how often I would have gathered you as a hen gathers her chicks. Oh yes. And the hair, but you would not, so your house is left unto you desolate. There's emptiness all around you because you don't want to be gathered, but you want to say, 'Lord, I want to be gathered before this one who is blessed in the name of the Lord, who comes in the name of the Lord.' Marota Chandele Makarades. I'm going to be sent. I will do something for Jesus. I will do something. If I have to pass out a flyer, if I have to invite my neighbors, if I have to invite my work colleagues, if I have to invite my siblings, if I have to invite my distant relatives, if I have to invite somebody who is far from here, but I want him to experience salvation. If I want to invite my classmates, I want to invite my work colleagues. Oh my Father, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do something. I can be sent. I can go for Jesus. I can be sent for Jesus. I can untie cords for Jesus. Marota sandalabada, reko sayandalaba, reko samandalaba. Oh yes, my God, I will do something to gather men and women. Oh, I will do something. I will bring them before the Master in the name of Jesus. Maroka saya, we are praying for Bishop Dagwood Mills. We are praying that God's grace and God's anointing will multiply on his life. We are praying that he will never be the same again, each day and night as he ministers.
to God's people, we pray for more grace, more anointing, more fire, more power, more grace, more anointing, more evangelistic power, more evangelistic grace, that as millions and thousands gather, God will touch every one of them by his power and by his word. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice. Marakasi andalaba rapata barabadaraba zentele mikaradase niyaka panda limarate je kasula mahara nasota katayagada remahanda labada reko sabia kavindeleme ziekefele metoriama chandeli abaharagazide rima kafanda la maraga rabadarabarabaraba. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. La ramoshika paraba paraba. Ramahandalaba. Yes. Another thing I want us to pray for, Bishop. You see, when you pray for somebody, it draws your heart towards the person. I want us to pray for Bishop Dagwood Mills. Because on Good Friday, we'll be gathering. And we are going to experience him. But he has been our father for so many years. I want us to pray that the Lord will continue to grant him wisdom and understanding to lead God's people. Understanding heart, understanding mind, to lead God's people. To lead us from victory to victory in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord by his hand. Bible says that for by a prophet, God brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet was he preserved. We are praying that through this prophet of God, God will guide us, God will lead us, and God will help us. Shall we pray? Matokaya, Tarana, Rama Kasanda, Ligaradase, Necho Manakata, Parangazaya, Dirinanaya, Rabashindelemene, Paradaba, Zigadarada, Rakadanda Rabada, Ramajiale, Reko Sandalaba, Rabababa, Makapanda Rabada, Jibiabara, Rabababa, Barabarabada, Memandoraba, Jimandarabada, Rabakapanda Rabada, Rabagabaraba, Rabandarababa, Rabandarabada, Rabandara Baba, Rabazandara Bada, Rabayaka Pandala Bada, Nipandara Baba, Rakazayanda, Rabajadara Bada, Rakasandara Bada, Indalababara Baba, Nikandara Bada, Ramashana Lama, Nikasayamana Laba, Nipandala Bada, Ekosayama Janda Bada Mazinde Meneda, Rabandara Baba Badaria, Rabakandana. Listen. Jesus said that you will not see me until the day that you will say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And this is what Satan uses: accusations, slander, backbiting, memory, to reduce the admiration you will have for somebody who is blessed coming in the name of the Lord. We want to bind every accusing tongue. And want to bind every voice, especially voices that you have even heard, that is affecting your receptivity and your admiration of the great anointing that God sends your way. I want us to pray that every voice of accusation, every voice of slander, every voice of wickedness that is directed at him, whether on social media or voice verbally for him to hear, we are blocking it. And for us to hear, we are blocking it and removing it from our minds, removing it from our hearts. And we are praying that in our hearts will be that great admiration, that great honor that makes us see him as one that is blessed coming in the name of the Lord. So that whatever is in that blessing, whether it's healing, whether it's prosperity, whether it's long life, will come into our lives. Lift your voice and pray. Clap your hands as you pray. Masatakaya Nanda. We are just ending right now on that note. Mashikalabataya Rabanda Barabazayada Neko Sandarabatariale Rika Sundarabada Rababayaka Jatandarabada Neparamazanda Likaya Shatandalaba Rabababa Ramahandalaba Rabayaka Ziale Robajindere Mikalala Labaralaba Rabandalabada Nakatayala Ramajandalabadari Rika Zandara Badale, Rabandele Medale, 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 Nikai. Kaya bara, neka barala, reba kaya la, reba yakaya, nanda barala, neko sandalaba, nepanadaria, rabanda bara. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Rapandalaya, Yashandalaya, Neparalala, Rekosayale, Majandale, Kurabase, Mashanda, Nakolia, Rabale, Emochanikabale. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Oh yes, let the blessing of healing, let the blessing of the word, let the blessing of the power of God flow into our lives. Mashandala, Rakabala, Nepandala, Ziakapanda, Nepatandele Medale, Rekosandele Menale, Riakabalina, Siamalale, Onda Chilaka, Mazigiale, Rapacheko Sandale, Repando Palinama, Adiaka Sendele Menamiada, Ando Chabiaka Panini Miana Idale, Ola Chapandali Kalala. Oh yes, Father, we give you praise. We give you thanks. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for your servant. Today we declare, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We declare, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. For the fathers you send into our lives, for the prophets you send into our lives, for the men of God you send into our lives, for the pastors you send into our lives, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And let their manifestations, the manifestation of the Spirit, be evident to all and be a blessing to all of us. We give you praise. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name. Amen. You will be blessed. You will be blessed. Your whole household will be affected. You will be blessed. That blessing will affect your whole house. When Rahab hid the spies, the spies told her that when we come, we will save you, we will save your mother and your father, we will save your brothers and sisters, we will save your children, and anybody in your house who is in the room, in the confines of your walls, that is inside here. Unless the person, if the person is outside, then it's not our concern. But if it's inside, we are saving all of them. Amen. Hey! And they saved, they were all saved. And she's in the Hebrews chapter 11. Her name is in the list of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph. She was a harlot too, but her name is inside. The name is inside. Doesn't matter if you're a harlot. By faith, you can enter good names. Amen. Clap for Jesus. Let us pray. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, if you are here this morning, you are not a born again Christian. I want to pray for you. I want you to give your life to Jesus, to make a total difference in your life. If you are here and you are not born again, you don't know Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, if you were to die today, you are not sure that you make it to heaven. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, I want to pray for you. Just lift up your right hand so I can pray for you. Wherever you are standing, just lift it up high. God bless you. God bless you. Any hand, God bless you. I see your hand. Anybody else? Pastor, pray for me. I want to be born again. I want to be a serious Christian. I want to be born again. I want to know Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you have lifted your hand, do one more thing. Come to me right in front here so I can pray for you.
Into my heart. Into my heart.
Clap for them, they are coming.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today. Come in.
Come from
the back. Come from the back.
Come into my heart.
Come and join. Come
Lord
to me.
Jesus, come into
today. I was 13 when I gave my life to Christ. How old are you? 11. And you are taller than all of them. Wow. How old are you? And how old are you? And how old are you? And how old are you? 14. I met a lady about 2 weeks ago. She said she was 24. And that I led her to Christ 10 years ago. Yes. And 10 years ago, she was 14 when she came to the church. And when I preached, she gave her life to Christ. And she's still born again. And now she works with oil and gas. Yes, she works oil and gas. I don't know whether she has got a beloved or she's now looking for one. But if she's looking, please, oil and gas candidate. It's not bad at all. But you see, when I see, how old are you? Huh? Huh? 19 years. Are you, is it your football age or your real age? Is it your Ghana card age? Your real age? Hey! Wow! You live long, pa, because even at 19, you look like 10. Beautiful. And how old are you? 16. Hey! You are 16. Wow. You want to make your age so that I can play under 17 or something. Wow. Fantastic. Lift your hands. Let me pray for you. Father, bless every one of these. Cement them in God and favor them. Say after me, Heavenly Father, have mercy on me. Save my soul. Make me a new person. From today, I will serve you. I will follow you for the rest of my days. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
We have no doubt that you have received a blessing from the Word of God preached by Bishop Eddie Addy. Do join either of our Victory Secret Services
from the Macarius Church Headquarters,
East Egon Hills, Accra, this and every Sunday at 7:30 and 10:30 a.m. Connect with Bishop Eddie Addy on Facebook Live, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. God bless you and lead you in a series of victories.